The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, thanks again to Dr. Frank King for his healing revolution and his hydrating skills, but we now have to go to the dehydrating topic of Los Angeles and maybe the entire state of California and find out how it all ends. I don't want to spoil the movie for anybody, and we sometimes do movie reviews with Liam Sheff, but he's here, he's working on the second version, or what do I say, edition of Official Stories. I don't know what you've settled on as the title, but I am anxious to hear all of your research. Liam, welcome back, my friend.
William, welcome back, my friend. Where are you?
What is it, 1001 Nights with Alibaba? What was that title?
Oh, my God. I don't know what you're watching.
Well, because we did show 1,000 yesterday, so it's
1,000.
1,001?
333 and a third.
Yeah. But what was the 1,001? There's a reference to that in literature.
1,001 Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights. See, I knew there was something in there, but it's Friday. What do I know? 1,001, we're going on from here.
You pro-Muslim, anti-Muslim, pro-Muslim guy.
What? Just from bringing up 1,001 Arabian Nights, I thought that was just a literature reference.
You're putting forward your cryptic agendas, aren't you?
Well, you with the title of your new book, which we're not sure of, but I do have the title of your new article. It's up here at robertscottbell.com. It's called One Pump Away from Zombie Land. Are we talking about the pump of oil or the pump of water or a little of both? You don't want to give it away too soon.
So I'm out here in California, and I get on a train. They actually have trains out here now. They built them in time for the state to not function anymore. Just in time. Hey, let's get a public transportation system after, 40s, 50s, 30s, after Standard Oil, probably 20s. Standard Oil ripped them up probably in the 20s, maybe the teens.
Right.
But probably the 20s. So we're 80 years later, they put in a public transportation system just in time for just in time for Fukushima to make the whole West Coast a dubious place to settle for generations. And not that anybody's free of the radiation coming out of there, but the ocean is looking great. Never mind. Everything's fine.
Situation normal, yes. Have you been to the ocean yet since you've been out there?
Well, I'm close. You know, okay. I'm not going to dip my toes in it, but you know, we're all getting the air from it. There's nothing that can be done, really. But the air. Speaking of the air, and I do have an article up there. What is it? One pump
away from Zombie Land.
One pump away. Well, I must have been tired when I was writing. One pump away from Zombie Land. So I get on the train. Was it yesterday? And I'm coming down through the Havoc, the central of Los Angeles, which is Compton and Watts. Into Long Beach, and then I get picked up in a Liberty cage.
A Liberty cage, you said?
Yeah, a Liberty cage.
I'm not familiar with the term, am I?
Well, everybody out here has a Liberty cage. Some people have two. You get in your Liberty cage, and you get on the Liberty
Highway? Is that what you're talking about?
Liberty Road, and you get in Liberty cage, and you pay Liberty dollars to buy Liberty fuel.
Well,
in your Liberty cage, you don't have to talk to anybody else. You have Siri telling you where to go, and you have Sirius Radio coming in and Howard Stern telling you what the truth about the world is, and it's great. you're in your liberty cage. Anyway, you're in your liberty cage. I've seen people, and they wave at each other with parts of their fingers.
Wait. Are you referring to automobiles?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, liberty cage. Yeah, okay. Liberty cages. Very funny. And in the liberty cages, you go on, you're imprisoned on the highways. That's the irony of that. It's actually a pretty good term that you've done there.
Yeah, yeah. So I was with my friend, and we were in our liberty cage rolling down the road. And we saw everybody else in their liberty cage. And I noticed that what I've been noticing in Los Angeles, which is the air is brown. Now, when I got here for the first, well, I was a kid when I got here for the first time, like six. But when I got back here in high school, because I was sent to high school out here, and we landed, I noticed the air was brown. And that's a strange thing to say to anybody who's not from here, right? Hey, what color is the air?
You're right. Like,
huh?
I do remember, you know, the first time I landed in L.A., it's like you think you're going to land on something, and then you go through it, and then there's the ground. And
it's a blancmange.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of dessert, but it doesn't taste good. It tastes like dirt and rocket fuel. Anyway, it's no longer just brown where it used to be brown, which is the Inland Empire, they call it, the Inland Empire. They love irony out here. You know, the empire of being in of nowhere, of McDonald's and Carl's Jr.'s and mm-hmm. Del Tacos. More fast food than... okay, so we're in our liberty cage, and people are waving at each other with their middle... just part of their, you know, just their middle fingers, and not seeing each other and going as quickly as they can. And everybody's free to go as quickly as they can, I don't know where, to the Del Taco or somewhere. And so we end up in this thing called Orange County. Orange County is big, and the corridor that is Orange County really stretches from Anaheim, touching San Diego County, and going all the way up to what I was talking about, Long Beach, and then there's just a giant corridor of nothing, of everything, of just buildings and people and apartments and houses, and when I say house, some people in other parts of the world might picture something, but let me say bunker. Right? Like desert bunker.
Are you talking like adobe huts, or are you talking about desert mansions?
No. Not a mansion. Just a bunker of some sort with clearly cheap plaster walls and a dish to get television. You know, so you have that dish to get TV. It's very important to be able to get maybe 400 channels. I mean, HBO has so many other language channels that you just have to get them. So you get in your liberty cage and you go from your liberty bunker, and people are going from their liberty bunkers into their liberty cages and going as quickly as they can and not talking to each other. And I noticed that the ground, which was usually pretty pale, you know, it's sandstone and granite out here,
mm-hmm.
is blowing away. I mean, not like in a movie blowing away, but I mean, it's so dry that if you had a kind of an eastern storm, like an eastern wind, the whole thing would be a sandstorm, like a prairie wind, right? You'd have a sandstorm.
Right. So the soil is just, it's how do they say, not arable? I mean, it's desert land.
It's desert land. It was always desert land, but when I got here when I was 16, you know, the orange groves were blooming and there were orange trees everywhere, and it just really looked like, and you could feel the heat in the air. And the reports of the drought are in the news. Well, that's not quite true. You see, the news is very important. The news is very important for the Kardashian family to keep people up to date with what they're doing and thinking. So as soon as you get through the Kardashian family news, sometimes you'll see something about pumping.
Do you think she's got enough moisture in her body to save Los Angeles, or what? Why would they be doing the Kardashian news?
No, just everywhere. Kardashian news is everywhere. And yes, you could, you know, live off of her for, well, that's a different story. That's a different story. I don't know if
that air is affecting you in a good way out there. I'm getting concerned.
Yeah, it's terrible air. So, my friend buys some water, and he buys the cheap stuff in the plastic that says, you know, your water will taste like this, and, you know, -5 sperm count with every gulp, right? So I drink this and I spit it out, and slowly yesterday I got dehydrated. So today I woke up a little dehydrated and there was only that water. So instead of using that water, I just decided to use a tiny bit of it and tried to mix some vegetables and fruit that I had together in the blender. And I ended up eating something disgusting. So once again, I say fie to the raw foodists, fie. sometimes, but just don't mix certain things together. And bananas don't really go with anything except fruit. Lesson learned, right? So I'm
so your body played havoc on you.
Doubled over all afternoon. And
ouch.
I took like a 4 mile, probably a 3.5-4 mile walk to get to the grocery store because I don't have a Liberty cage.
Yes.
Here. Also called Liberty Prisons or Freedom Prisons by some people. And everybody's got one or two, and they're very important. Now, California's so dry, they're pumping the Central Valley to bring all, and of course we're being facetious, Liberty cages are cars, and they make you slaves. You get on the freeway, you're going 80 miles per hour as soon as you get on. You don't know where you're going, but if you go the wrong way, it's, you know, terrifying, and you double back, and nobody's friendly. I watched two old guys, and I mean late 50s, get in, one in his 60s, get into a verbal argument in a parking lot today. People here are so unable to talk to each other if they're strangers because the whole population has gotten used to their Liberty cages. They're free inside their box. On the train, people don't look at each other. It's, you know, I saw somebody coming in, a blind guy, rattling and sort of singing for money, and I saw a guy snicker and laugh, and you know, I saw one guy selling water, a dollar, cold water, a dollar, give him a dollar, and he was the only person who gave the guy a dollar. So it's not like a warm feeling to be in this town. And you don't feel that there's a town, really, that you're in. And you wonder why so many people are in California. So, Robert, how many people are in Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, I know more of the Southern California total, but I don't know in Los Angeles proper.
All right. Well, be improper about it. It's your show. You can get away with it.
I don't know. Few million. 8 million. 6 million.
Okay. So I think that if you just excluded everything outside of parts of LA, you could do 8 million. But the recognized number at that corridor I was talking about from, you know, Anaheim, which is Disneyland, heading down to San Diego County, up to Los Angeles and LA, there are 12 million people in what they call that corridor.
Okay.
They say there are 18 million people in the greater Los Angeles metro area.
Well,
this is going to be the world's largest disaster, and soon.
Well, you've been saying that, but I really want to understand how this happens. What does it look like? Because I know you've been doing a lot of research into that realm, and you usually can pick it apart, put it back together with visuals and an insight that I think kind of helps people to see where things are going so they can make better decisions about the future. We're going to take a break here. Liam Sheff is with us, as he is on a lot of Fridays now that he's in L.A., giving us updates on official stories, too, I'll call it that for now, and hearing about his adventures and how it all ends in L.A., and hopefully he gets out of there before it does, and a lot of our friends that we love as well. So stick around. This is a healing revolution on some level, and Liam Sheff's going to lead them out of the desert. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're joined now by Moses. He's going to lead us all out of the desert. Yes, Liam?
Well, that's funny. There's no historical Moses anywhere in any data chart from Egypt or Israel. I think the apocryphal is what they say when it's not true story.
But there's a big movie coming out with Moses in it. I think a Batman is playing Moses. Christian Bale. Did you see that? There's a big trailer out.
Another one?
Yeah, and Ridley Scott's doing it.
Yeah, well.
They're doing a sweeping biblical epic, and it's Moses and Ramses and all that. So it's going to be big.
Yeah, well, that never happens, so they might as well put it on screen. It's about as real as it's about as, I don't know, literally true as Batman. You know, there's no historical Moses. The Jews were never captives in Egypt. The closest you get are people called the Hyksos, who might have been a Jewish tribe who actually took over the Egyptian kingdom for a period of time and were forced out. But that's not a true story. That story comes, as far as anybody can tell, comes out of the northern Jewish tribe, which was actually held as servants, a servant class, by the Babylonians. We're talking about Iraq. And on their way out, now the historians kind of argue that on their way out of there, they wrote the stories that we tend to think of as the Old Testament.
So they reworked them. They reworked them a bit.
They reworked their own history to tell a story. You know, it's like, you know, 9/11. You know, you take a story and you rework it. They're a series of official stories. I mean, it's just old official stories. It's not true.
Well, we're living through stories that are being worked and reworked in real time right now with the Ebola thing. Is that making headlines in L.A. too, or is it all about the Kardashians?
It's mostly about the Kardashians, but if anybody gets a cough, it's Ebola. So I'm down here and the drought is noticeable. It's noticeable everywhere. The landscape, as I talk about in the article on robertscottbell.com, is brown. It's not dark brown. It's brown-green. You know, there's the brown undertones are there in the plants.
And, there's a desert scrub, a desert brush.
Yeah, you see that everywhere. It's yeah. not lush. It's not as green as when I lived here 16 years ago when I was going to school. You know, there's just no daytime rain at all. And it could, you know, if it decided to rain for a week, it wouldn't really matter. Because the water that's comes into Los Angeles, the 18 million people that or so that live in the greater Los Angeles area, including probably parts of the high desert all the way into Riverside and up the hill, the big mountain, up the hill they get their own water. They have reservoirs, they have the lakes, but the vast majority in the desert basin get it from the Colorado River basin and from the Central Valley, and they bring it in aquifers, and they pump it long, long, long distances. So it's stolen water. And you have to ask yourself, as an urban planner, if you were going to put the largest North American city anywhere, would you put it where you could probably only feed a very moderately sized American city, maybe 3 million people, where you could, you know, actually supply water, maybe to 3 million people, maybe a million.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, I believe it's William Mulholland, as evidenced and, you know, fictionalized in the movie Chinatown, I believe, who drafted the plan to draw water from inland, what we call the valley, where the orange groves are or used to be, to give downtown L.A., you know, the growing city in Santa Monica, a chance to have, you know, life. Well, that was done whenever it was. I want to say the 40s. And I'm sorry, I don't have that at the top of my
head.
But
is there some parallel in reclaiming a place that is desert like they did in Las Vegas? And is a similar story in Los Angeles, even though it's an ocean on the ocean, but, you know, it's not like you can drink the salt water unless you burn a lot of oil to make...
Desalinate,
exactly.
Yeah, you can't do it. The amazing thing about here is that this doesn't exist. I mean, if you had to actually build something in a way that it could be sustainable for 100 or 200 or 300 years, then this doesn't exist. This is an illusion. Lake Mead is going away in Las Vegas. That's not really a lake. It's just the Hoover Dam backup. And that's going away. That's evaporating year by year and pretty quickly. So that goes away. I'm coming up with a list of, you know, top places to, if you ever wanted to, you know, raid empty houses or, God help you, be a cannibal. You know, there are cities that are sort of on their way, on a road to ruin.
I need to know about this road, and if you will bear with me, we got to take a break. Liam Sheff's going to stick around. We're going to find out more, and the article's there at robertscottbell.com, one pump away from zombie land. But how does this thing end? And spoiler alert, he's gonna reveal it on the air today. So stick around, we'll get there in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we saw Star Trek over the years talk about terraforming, and you've seen science fiction describe terraforming planets. We didn't need aliens to do it. The humans did it, and they terraformed a place called Los Angeles. There have been songs talking about they paved all over paradise and put in a parking lot. That's been described in songs. But is it permanent? Does it stay that way forever, or is it an artificial reality based on the access to basically almost free energy? And of course, we're talking water as well. There's something related here, water and oil. They supposedly don't mix, but they do here.
Well, I got something wrong. I said we'd come back and fix it. William Mulholland was the water superintendent in Los Angeles, and he was working in the teens and 20s, not the 40s. And he built the or had the infrastructure, you know, built that moved the Owens River and the water from the Owens River Valley a couple hundred miles. I mean, you know, they diverted a river, big river, a couple hundred miles so Los Angeles could exist. And that was just the beginning of what people call California Water Wars, and there are many books about it. I think Cadillac Desert is one of them. And it's, I guess, fantastic stuff to read until you realize that this can't last forever. This population has been growing and doubling every, I don't know, whatever it is, 20 years or something like that, like the rest of the world population. And it's not manageable. It's not feasible. The drought that's happening here can't be solved by heavy rainfall. You can't give people drinking water through desalinization, which costs coal and oil to create electrical current, which creates incredible pollution, which is a net energy loser at a time that we're already fracking in Los Angeles, an earthquake-prone area, to try to get the dirty shale rock out of the ground. You know, the grease out of that rock. So everything's happening at once. It's very dry. It doesn't rain. Maybe a little bit at night. There are towns that are going dry, and if you look up Los Angeles towns, comma, drought, comma, dry, you know, soon you'll see evacuations, but right now they're shipping water into some towns. Well, I don't know if you know the basic... It seems that we've subverted the basic principle of the human dynamic on Earth. The human dynamic on Earth is first find water. Period. End of long, you know, long break. You know, many paragraph break. Nothing else to do but first find water.
Right.
That's it.
I mean, and you know, if you read about, like, the nomads, you know, the traveled nomadic tribes, it was, you know, water was key in their ability to be in a place for a time. And, you know, the ability to find it when it apparently wasn't even there was something that made life possible. You know, that's why last hour we did talk extensively about how critical hydration is and how many people are chronically dehydrated. But you're talking about a level of dehydration potentially in Los Angeles to the point of abject destruction. It's gone.
Well, this is going to result in collapse. And you have to wonder how collapse is going to go. I know a lot of people get excited about the Ebola and these other things that are, whatever part of them are real, are certainly whipped into international frauds to manage people, to scare people.
Right.
And by the way, Los Angeles could have a plague. It could have a plague. It's not a traditional plague, but it could have a plague of dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
When you have this many people, 18 million, sucking off of a tap that's coming from hundreds of miles away in the Colorado River Basin, in the Central Valley, in the Old Owens River, and the food is coming in the Central Valley from aquifers that are now being pumped to thousands of feet deep. They, you know, the groundwater, which used to be a few meters or a few feet below the surface of the earth,
right,
is now down to 2,000. They've been drilling 2,000 foot wells to get water. 2,000 feet a well. 2,000 feet a well is supposed
that used to be like
the 20 feet deep.
You dig that for oil. You're 2,000 feet to get water.
Yeah. To make sure that the almond crop happens and the pistachio crop happens, to make sure that everybody in the country eats carrots from California. It's not like it's not like Florida doesn't get rain, or Georgia, or South Carolina, North Carolina, New York. There's no reason why any of the eastern states can't grow their own vegetables, but they don't.
Only yeah, I know. With the kind of water we've been having, I mean, you know, the fields are turning into swimming pools. I mean, that, so there isn't, it isn't that there's a water shortage everywhere, but for some reason, all the growing or a big part of it was outsourced to that state of California, which was largely, again, reclaimed desert land.
Right. And the parts that were, you know, more fertile were watered by the kind of irrigation that they're doing in the middle of the country, where they sink a deep tap and they spray a field that doesn't grow, that grows something that's not native to the area, that uses, that's a water hog, like, you know, nut trees, pistachio trees, almond trees, or they graze cattle, or worse, they put cattle in feedlots right outside of Los Angeles on Route 5, going up to Santa Barbara and then San Francisco. So you've got these, you know, nitrogenous, noxious feedlots. Now, these cattle take, you know, thousands of gallons of water per day to run through them, and that comes out as effluence, and you can't use it. You know, pig farms, chicken farms, all the same. These are the biggest water hogs on the planet. I imagine California will be the first state to actually consider disallowing cattle farming of any sort because of water usage. I don't know how long that'll last, because I think that collapse will be soon after that. And collapse in California looks like something, and I was wondering what it would look like.
But yeah, how do you research what it would look like? I mean, is it a matter of finding the right book, or is it a matter of going into a dream state trance? I mean, seriously, I'm very curious about how you saw what it would look like.
Well, you have to be reading. I mean, one has to be familiar with. So I spend a lot of my time thinking about what makes things work, how things work. And if you ask yourself how human beings work, and you come up with an answer, and the answer has to find a point, you know, at where it meets the water table. The lowest point to allow human life to function is water.
Mm-hmm.
Tribes associate, the first thing that you do in a tribe is locate the water, then the food. Then you teach other people how to find the water and the food. Then you make things with the food and the water. You can process them. And then once that's stable, you can develop an artisan subclass, or even just people can become artisans in their free time. And the rest of the time you eat, get drunk, make kids, etc. You know, make babies. That's a nice way of saying have fun with each other, right? So that's tribal life. And you take drugs that are in plants. That's tribes all around the world. And if you don't believe that, just start researching tribes all around the world. And they all have their belief systems, and their variations on our belief systems. And, you know, they're just more natural-oriented, more nature-spirit-oriented. Well, we worship Spider-Man and Batman. And,
yes.
And war
Spider-Man guards. And Batman, even they needed water.
Even they needed water, but not in the movies. So what do you need? How do you figure out how things fail? Well, you see what's diminished. And in Los Angeles, in San Diego, and soon in San Francisco, you know, all the water is lacking. All through the Southwest, it's water. All through the Midwest, where we get our food from. I don't care if you're vegan, vegetarian, or what do you call those, Paleolithic people. You get most of your food from the Midwest. And that food comes, and that water comes from the Ogallala Aquifer, Ogallala Aquifer, which is, I think, 7 or 8 states long, deep, underground sea of fresh water that's prehistoric, that's ancient, Paleolithic, you know, very, very, very old, millions of years old. Well, we've tapped more than half of that in, 60 years? So good luck. You know, the rest of it is probably like fracking. It's going to be harder to get. They're going to have to dig deeper. And that means that the abundant crops that are used to feed 320 million people on this landmass go away. And we lose food for 1 billion people around the world. And we finally see what the CDC is always worrying us about, what plague looks like. Plague looks like everything that happens when people are starving, don't have water, and don't have food. That's when you get plagues. So the plague in California isn't, you know, it'll be a lot of things. But the thing that'll evacuate Los Angeles, you want to guess?
Let's see. If you run out of water, I don't know, you slide on a sea of dust into the ocean and fade away.
Right, but if you don't have water, all the stuff around that's hot and dry and makes sparks causes
fires. Yeah, right? Fire.
Los Angeles, the greater area, is beset, bedeviled by fires already. Well, those fires will reach, you know, out of the desert and out of the far reaches of Malibu into Topanga Canyon and to the Hollywood Hills and then down the hill. And when there's a drought as bad as this one, and it can only get worse unless for some reason we, you know, get a series of hurricane systems that have never existed in the Pacific, drowning the city in liquid every 3 months for the next 10 years.
Right, right. Well, but what you're saying is interesting, because the fires, you know, are legendary in California, and they have to bring in, like, you know, the hugest tankers, air tankers on planet Earth to drop water or flame retardant chemicals to put these things out. And if you have no water to put the fires out, I don't know, can they put it out with enough seawater? And I mean, at that point, it's out of control. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can't live in a place that's being bombarded by seawater. Everything cracks and breaks. Salt water is corrosive. And at that point, people just leave. And you find that everybody who has a place to go, whether they came from Michigan or Oahu or you know, Taiwan or somewhere in Africa, they go, well, that was fun, I'm out.
Yeah, if they can get out, they will. Otherwise, it becomes a disaster. And when we talk about the plagues, again, we don't point to suddenly a ravaging virus that popped out of nowhere or even was genetically engineered into existence, but the fact that if you don't have water that is clean, you don't have food, you don't have, you know, sanitation systems running properly, you've got abject poverty that kicks in, and that inevitably results in what we see in Africa, in West Africa, in Uganda, in Sierra Leone, in Liberia. And it plays out, and then the CDC gets the call of a name, and try to convince you that a vaccine will save you.
Absolutely. So instead of being reality based and saying that water is the thing that we do as a tribe, then food, then processing that food, then teaching how to find the food and water, and then everything else, we've gone the other way. The first thing we do is talk on our iPhones and dream about how we can be a celebrity for 18 seconds, and then we fight about human trafficking, and then we fight about,
wow.
The list is endless.
Yeah. Well, now that you've bummed us out for the weekend, Liam.
Cool.
we got a plan for the future, my friend. I mean, that's why you're doing this, I think.
Yeah.
Setting the stage for, you know, don't wait for the disaster. In other words,
don't
you
wait.
Can see this coming. Hey, we've got another break. Do you want to stick around or you need to run?
No, I'm good.
All right. Last segment will take us all the way in the weekend. We'll see if we can make some light out of it. I don't know. We're going to see. Liam is capable of that. Yes, he is. And where's Official Stories 2 going? Stick around. One more segment to go for the weekend here on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, as the desert dries out even further where you are, Liam, I've got to head to Seattle, where they supposedly still get a little bit of rain, and they may have some fresh water accessible to them. I'm not sure, but next week, the 9th, that's Thursday, I'll be at Marlene's Market in Delhi, broadcasting live the Robert Scott Bell Show and a free lecture. So come on down or up or sideways to see me. And then mid-November, we'll be in Las Vegas for the ACAM conference. I'll give you more information about that, but keep checking in here or at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff can be found at liamsheff.com. His book, Official Stories, still amazing. After all of these months, has it been years? How long has that been out now?
Yeah, it's 2.5, and
wow.
the new one's in progress now.
Incredible. Well, we look forward to that as well. All the research we get to dabble in while you're doing it on the air, which is fun. Now, where's the mojo after the desert burns and the people leave? The tribes reignite, and not in a fiery way, but in a watery way somewhere else.
Well, I mean, if you want to stick around a disaster zone, you can see what a police management state looks like, and it's not really even the police's fault. You shouldn't want to stay around a disaster zone. Not to report on it, not to make heavy or light of, you know, how badly these things will be managed. You should just leave. So, if you're in Los Angeles, and you can, I would start to look at the very northern part of the state into Oregon, Washington State, or I'd figure out where you came from before California, because most everybody here who's a Blanco is a transplant. So this area could probably support a couple million, maybe, if it's done well.
Okay.
People on a sustainable level, and that means that you have to start to figure out how to be resilient, how to be regenerative, to borrow a word from Alex Ojeda, to be regenerative, not just sustainable, but you want a regenerative system. If your water isn't in a regenerative system, then you don't have water, right? It has to come from the sky or the ground or a combination, really, of both. That means you have to get into something called eating your lawn, permaculture. You have to start to grow food where you come from, because carrots from California, you think in Georgia this doesn't affect you, but a lot of your vegetables come from California. And if you're in Utah, it's all the same stuff. Everything comes from California. It comes from the Green Basket Central Valley, which is on very you know, last-minute borrowed time right now. And if you read the reports about how deep they're drilling the wells, you're going to understand that I'm not being hyperbolic. If I'm trying to scare you, I'm trying to wake you up a little bit, because I guess that's part of what I do.
Well,
but
what is it going to take to motivate you to grow some food, you know, to engage in permaculture, to start doing the things that are out there? I mean, I've seen, while we still have them, they've got 3D printers that are actually printing up these things for permaculture. It's wild. I mean, I guess while you have it, you might as well use it to do something that you can survive after the fact when these things go away.
Yeah, well, 3D printing will go away, and we'll be left with what we used to do, which is called carving.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be able to use tools to carve things. It won't be that bad. Right. So start to figure out how to grow food in your area. And if you live in a desert, don't think that you're going to hunker down and be the one who survives because you have a 2,000-gallon drum of water that nobody knows about, because the zombies will be encroaching on your property quickly. Very quickly.
So, the people that you're talking to out there, Liam, how are they responding to this kind of message? Do they just not want to see it, hear it, or are they open?
I don't know.
I'm planning my escape route now, Liam. What are they saying?
I don't know. I'm not doing it for people who don't want to hear it.
Okay.
There are people who understand that this culture's in a deep crisis. We're hitting oil limits. We're hitting water limits. And you either want to be, you know, where the bone breaks, or you want to be somewhere else. And I'm suggesting, you know, that people start to think about being somewhere else.
Okay.
They get to a safer part of the, body of the United States. And you get to know your neighbors, because when there are rolling blackouts or food disruptions or gas disruptions, and they won't, it's not going to be a consistent thing. It's not like they'll clamp down a police state and that'll be it forever. You know how the gas prices go to $5 and then down to $3?
Then they spring back. I know. Well, listen, Liam, I know I joke with you about bumming us out and all, but no, I appreciate you and your research. You know that. And the fact that we can cover these issues before they're the crisis of your life and death right now, I think this is the time to be talking about it, and look forward to official stories, too, in the meantime. And appreciate you getting us into the weekend together.
Yo, yo, yo. It's my pleasure. And go have a great weekend and dig a garden with somebody. Do a permaculture garden.
Yeah. Say hi to our friends in the Joy Camp if you see our friend Sherazad or Scott or anybody out there.
Indeed.
Hearty hellos from the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will do.
All right. In the meantime, tell your friends not only to get out of Dodge before the fire hits, but the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.